Welcome back into the Starting Lineup podcast. You might notice that this is not the normal voice that you're listening or used to listening to getting into the podcast. I'm Mitch George, and I'm accompanied by Jordan Wolfe here today.
Hello.
And the reason he is here is because Shep Jones, is sick right now. He didn't want to come in.
So he says, at least.
Yeah, so he says. Did the Bears lose again this week? That might be
probably.
Yeah, the Bears got smoked by the Buccaneers this week, 29-7. So that could be a valid reason for why he isn't here today. So Jordan Wolfe is here. He actually he works for the Associated Press in some capacity. So I'll let him explain to you what he does.
I am a student stringer for the AP. There's a guy, a writer above me named Dave, and I go to games and help him if he's not there. Like, for the last 2 weekends, he was out in Manhattan covering K-State.
Manhattan, Kansas.
Yeah, Manhattan, Kansas covering K-State. And so I had to do the last two K football games by myself. But for Chiefs games, for example, I just go and I go get quotes from the locker room and I bring them back to him. A lot of the time I don't even write a story, but it's been really fun so far. I'm doing KU football, basketball, and Chiefs. Did a little bit of Royals over the summer. And I'm also doing KU volleyball with the Kansans. So
fun stuff.
Fun year.
Do you have a favorite moment or your favorite thing to do so far from your experience?
Nothing that all that crazy has happened, but it's just because I had done KU before last year, basketball, football, and stuff, and it's just kind of like surreal. Like, I was the first Royals game I ever went to. Like, he just opened this door, and I was in the Royals locker room, like in the Royals clubhouse, and I don't know, it was just crazy. Like, Drew Butera was just standing there, and I was like, wow.
Give me the Mount Rushmore of athletes you've interviewed in your career.
Frank Mason.
Okay, easily. So top four.
Frank Mason. I didn't technically ask him a question, but I was there for Pat Mahomes.
Any Royals players? Did you get any Royals players to talk to?
I personally didn't talk to any Royals players. I was in the room for Terry Francona's presser, so that was pretty sweet.
That's cool.
A couple Indians players. And then for four, I guess... maybe Dorrance Armstrong, a football player.
Okay.
He's really good, man. First round pick next year.
Is he?
He will be. Well, this upcoming year. If he goes early, which, I mean, he probably will.
The next draft, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a solid statement? You're not being facetious at all? You're
what?
Saying first round pick, Dorrance Armstrong?
I think so. The kid can play. He didn't do all that hot. He hasn't put up the crazy stats so far this year because, like, he's been drawing so much attention. Like, they've just been putting two or three guys on him every possession. But I think Dorrance is going to play in the NFL, and I think he'll be a first-round pick. And I think it'll be this year because he's eligible. And, I mean, what does he have to stay for?
Exactly. Wow. Well, that'd be cool. Well, he might miss out on the bowl game next year. That's what he might miss out on. So
yeah, maybe.
We'll see. So transitioning from college football talk to NFL talk, the NFL just not, I guess, week two isn't completely wrapped up yet, but the great majority of the games have finished. We just had the Monday night game tonight with the Detroit Lions and the New York Giants. I'm personally not a great fan of this Monday night matchup because the Lions aren't that interesting to me. And I like the Giants, though. It'll be cool. Is Odell Beckham playing this game?
I think he's still listed as questionable. I think I saw somewhere that the coach thinks he'll play, but we don't know we'll see if he does. I think if Odell's out, then the Giants are going to lose pretty easily because their offense last week was just horrendous when he wasn't on the field.
Sure.
But I think if Odell's back and he's not rusty at all, I think that they'll easily win over the Lions.
Sure. And then we obviously had that that garbage Thursday night game between the Texans and the Bengals.
Yeah.
I predicted on the podcast last Thursday that the Browns would upset the Ravens. That did not happen. Hmm. The Bears got smoked by the Buccaneers by 3 touchdowns. The Vikings lost handily in Sam Bradford's absence, 26-9. The Titans laid the beat down on the Jaguars, 37-16. Chiefs took down the Eagles. You want to talk a little bit on that since you're a Chiefs
guy? Well, Mitch, plain and simple, the Chiefs are the best football team in the National Football League. I think top to bottom, even with Eric Berry's injury, I think there's no way that, at least right now, I think by the end of the year, Tom Brady will have fully woken up and they'll be like the favorite for the Super Bowl. But I think right now it's kind of tough to not put the Chiefs number one.
Sure. And then I would have to agree with that. I know you're a Chiefs reporter and you're a Chiefs fan as well, but I'm neither of the two. And I think the Chiefs have been probably the most impressive team so far.
Oh, yeah. Offense has been insane. Kareem Hunt. looking like already maybe one of the NFL's best running backs. Alex Smith is a completely different man. Ty Hill, Travis Kelce, both been doing their work at receiver too. So
sure. How worried are you about the Raiders?
Personally, I think the Raiders are really good. And I think that if it comes down to it, because I believe, I can't look it up right now, I believe the Chiefs and Raiders play right towards the end of the season. I think it's going to come down to the last 2 weeks. And I think whoever doesn't win the division is going to get a wild card.
I think that that game is December 11th or something like
December
that.
December 10th, yeah. Looking at it.
One of those dates. And then so to round it out, there's a barn burner in Carolina. The Panthers won 9-3. It was a battle of field goals. That was all four field goals that scored the entirety of the points in that matchup.
Mm-hmm.
The Cardinals took down the Colts by 3 points, which is not impressive.
No, it is really not.
The Dolphins took down the Chargers by 2 points, 19-17.
I'm pretty sure the Colts, honestly, should be spotted like 20 points every game.
Yeah.
So to win by three, really, you lost.
Yeah, it's a moral loss for the Cardinals, even though
they won. It went to overtime, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's lackluster at best. And the Seahawks played the 49ers a lot closer than they should have.
Mm-hmm.
There were looks to be also a battle of field goals, unless there was a missed extra point somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
It was 12-9, and the Redskins brought the Rams back down to earth, 27-20.
Yeah.
And the Broncos. Are you surprised at what happened in this Broncos game here? I think that was the 3 o'clock game. I call it the nap game. So the Cowboys lost to the Broncos 42-17.
Mm-hmm.
How surprised are you about that?
I'm surprised that the Cowboys got beat that bad, but I'm honestly not that surprised that the Broncos are this good. I've never been a believer in Trevor Siemian, but he's looking like the real deal, four TDs.
I believe he had 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, he's looking pretty good. Their run game really went off C.J. Anderson. They got Jamal Charles. I think they could be sneaking in. It'll be tough for them because they have to play the Chiefs and Raiders twice. But I think they could sneak into that second wild card. As for the Cowboys, man, I don't even really know what happened. Zeke had 8 yards. Dak didn't really have all that incredible of a game. I don't know. I thought the Cowboys were the best team in the NFL before the season started. But now, I don't know. Not so sure.
Sure. And then I really enjoyed the Sunday night game last night.
Mm-hmm.
We had if you just look at the quarterback stat lines, you'd have no idea of the final score of the game. We have Aaron Rodgers, who's 33 of 50 with 343 yards and 2 touchdowns. Then on the other side, you have Matt Ryan, who completed 19 of 28 for 252 yards and 1 touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
When the final score of the game was actually 34-23 in favor of the Falcons, which
right.
is, so when the Falcons put up 34 points, you have to figure that Matt Ryan has at least like 3 touchdown passes,
mm-hmm.
which is, that wasn't the case here. And in this case, Devonta Freeman had a really good game, and you saw Julio Jones have a monster first half, first quarter. I think he had 94 yards by halftime, and then
mm-hmm.
he came back down to earth in the second half a little bit. But I was just really impressed by the Falcons overall.
Oh, yeah.
And I was really happy that Aaron Rodgers didn't throw a last-minute Hail Mary and win the game.
Yeah. I think it's pretty safe to say that the Falcons are here to stay. I know a lot of people thought maybe after last year they'd be a one-hit wonder, but their offense is pretty diverse. Like you say, normally Matt Ryan goes off, but Devonta Freeman had a game. Tevin Coleman had a pretty nice game. I think the Falcons are once again going to be back in the mix for the Super Bowl.
I agree. One important and notable loss that they had in that game, though, is Vic Beasley
mm-hmm.
tore his hamstring, and it says here that he's going to be out for at least a month.
Right. That'll be big.
That's a big defensive anchor. He planted Aaron Rodgers last night, and that
really?
was the most entertaining part of the night. It was when he gave Aaron Rodgers a dirt nap there for about
right.
a minute. So that was impressive.
Oh, yeah.
And so what do you have? What are your thoughts on tonight's game with the Lions and the Giants?
Personally, if you're asking for a prediction, I think it all depends on Odell. If Odell's in, I say Giants win. If not, I think the Lions will win because the Lions are going to put up points. Matt Stafford, that offense, Theo Riddick, they're going to put up their points probably above 20 at the very minimum. And if you're the Giants, I mean, at least based off last week, you can't really get anything going without Odell, which
sure.
is a testament to how great of a player he is.
It says here that Odell Beckham Jr. has a good chance of playing Monday night, but it is still listed as a game-time decision.
Hmm.
Give me a score. What do you think the score is going to be?
Okay, so Universe A where Odell plays, I'll say...
Let's say we assume that Odell's going to play.
I'll say Giants win 24-17-ish. I think it'll be kind of close, but I think the Giants will pretty much control it. And then if Odell is out, I honestly could see the Giants getting shut out because their offense is just awful.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and make my prediction in a world that Odell does play, and I think just the Lions aren't that interesting of a team to me, so that's probably why this isn't that great of a matchup to me. Mm-hmm. But I can honestly see this being a really close game in the event that Odell is in the game, and I'd be inclined to predict overtime 29-26 or something like that. So I would say 29-26 in favor of the Giants.
Yeah, I could see it. I could see it going that way. Like I said, I think if Odell's in, it'll be pretty close, but I think he is entirely a difference maker in this one.
Absolutely. Best wide receiver in the game? Julio Jones?
I think it's a two-way tie between Julio and Brown, and then I think a small step below you have Odell. Dez has fallen off, but I might be inclined to still keep him in that tier. And then, who am I forgetting? I know there's one big one I'm forgetting. I don't know. But I would definitely say that it's Julio and Brown above everyone else.
Sure. AJ Green.
AJ Green, yeah. Mm-hmm. I would put him in that second tier as well.
Sure. Well, sounds good. Let's foreshadow a little bit to week 3 of the NFL. We can look at some matchups we have here. We have a toilet bowl game on Thursday night with the Rams and the 49ers.
Right. I don't know.
Is that the toilet bowl game, or is the toilet bowl game the Browns and the Colts?
Oh, my God. We got a double special this week. Thursday night, I guess just give me the Niners because they're at home. And then Cleveland-Indianapolis, I mean, final score 3-0 in overtime. I guess I'll go with, I don't even know, because the Browns have a new QB now. Kaiser's out.
Is he really?
I think, well, at least they put in Hogan.
Was it Hogan?
I thought it was.
Is Kessler their backup?
I thought Hogan got in. I don't know if Kaiser's actually like hurt and out for a while. Oh no, he had a migraine. That's what it was. Kaiser got a migraine, so I'm sure he'll be back.
And I think he came back into that same game.
Oh,
actually.
Did he? Yeah.
So at least I think that the Browns at this point, if they just keep ripping off QBs like it's nobody's business, that they should just be obligated to continue the streak and just put someone who's never had an NFL snap in before. So it kind of gets boring when you have Hogan and then you also have Cody Kessler, who's also had snaps. Just make it interesting and throw a new quarterback in there.
Colin Kaepernick?
That would be something.
Looking at this, man, there's a lot of teams that could use him.
Yeah, and I'm looking at other intriguing matchups this week. The Giants and Eagles will be good, as always, I think. Depending on Odell Beckham again.
Right.
The Saints and the Panthers, we have a lot of division games getting cracking here. So the Saints and the Panthers, that'll be a pretty good game, even though the Saints are 0-2. They've played Minnesota, who isn't a terrible team, and they've also played New England, who's a pretty good team. So,
Chiefs will be going into the Chargers' rowdy home environment, where they essentially play in a high school stadium.
Right. What was the stat where USC drew in about... I'm pretty sure it was 2 times the amount of the NFL teams. It's remarkable how terrible that is.
Yeah. You can tell that they're not too crazy about getting football in L.A.
Yeah. So, other matchups the Packers should handily take down the Bengals, I would assume. Mm-hmm. And then the Sunday night game is a coast-to-coast game. You have the Raiders going to Washington to take on the Redskins. That's Washington, D.C.
I got Raiders on upset alert that night. I think Sunday night, Washington's going to come out ready to play. Kirk Cousins, I could see him having a big night.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the Monday night game with the Cardinals and the Cowboys? Is that a good game or not a good game?
See, I'm inclined to say the Cowboys would win because, you know, I mean, it's the Cardinals who were a decent team beginning of the year, but when they lost David Johnson, at least last week, they were completely dismantled. But the Cowboys had a bad week as well, so I think the Cowboys will win just because I don't think the Cardinals have much of an offense. But their defense, the Cardinals' defense is good, so I see Dallas winning in a low-scoring game.
Okay.
A little underwhelming.
I mean, you'd like to see those primetime games go, like, in the 30s. Mm-hmm. Ideally, you'd like to see a shootout.
Oh, yeah.
That might not happen. I'm not sure that it will. Mm-hmm. So that's NFL talk, unless you have anything else to add.
No, not really.
So transitioning to the MLB, while Jordan wears his Royals shirt proudly. We'll start with the Royals. They are 5 games back in the wild card. Are they dead or not dead?
You know, I'm not going to say they're dead until they're out, but it's not looking good. I mean, we're five games out, which is not insurmountable, but you got the Mariners and Angels above us. Or not us, I'm sorry. Above the Royals.
Above the Kansas City Royals. I do that all the time. I always do it with the Minnesota Twins. I had to correct myself at least four times last week. Sorry, the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah, I mean, the Angels, like, they're... The Angels and Mariners are both really good teams, and the Royals right now have no pitching. I don't know. We just have nothing really going for us.
The Kansas City Royals don't have anything going for them.
For them. I got to get better at that. The Royals, because, like, the Royals will have one game where they win 11-0. And then the next game, they'll lose 1-0 where our pitcher throws eight innings, one hit, and just gives up one run. And then we have no bullpen either because Kelvin Herrera's. I can't say that.
Or the Kansas City Royals lose 17-0 in one game but end up winning the series. Like happened.
As
happened against the Minnesota Twins. Uh-huh. So since the last podcast, we've had two baseball teams clinch their divisions, since then we've had three teams clinch their divisions. We had the Central clinched up by the Indians. We had the West clinched up by Houston in the American League. And then the Nationals also hold down the East.
Along with the Dodgers having a wild card berth at the very least.
Yeah. So, the Dodgers have clinched playoffs, but it's honestly kind of sad that they haven't clinched their division by this point. But the Bryce Harper-less Nationals, as of now, hold down the East.
Right.
And I know there have been reports saying that Harper comes back by the playoffs, and he hopes to be back by the playoffs, and he thinks he'll be back by the playoffs, but... How big of a loss do you think he would be if they end up going to the playoffs and not having Bryce Harper?
Well, I mean, you got to look back to, I can't remember how many years ago it was, when the Nationals were in a similar position, and they had Strasburg, and he hit his innings cap, so they shut him down. And in the postseason, they were a completely different team. I think if Harper does come back for the playoff push, I could see them. There'd be my sneaky World Series pick. But I think without him, big hole in their lineup, I see them at the very most getting out of the NLDS.
Okay. And I see here that I know the lead for the wild card was the Angels shrunk it down to one game at one point beneath the Twins, but now it is back to two. And I know both of these teams have rather difficult schedules, not the less so for the Twins, but the Angels have a schedule that consists of, I know the Indians come to town. I believe the Indians are going to Los Angeles for a three-game series. And I'm pretty sure that the Angels play the Astros one more time in a series as well. So that looks good for the Minnesota Twins. Yeah, so the Angels have three more against the Indians, and that starts tomorrow. They're off today. Then they have three against the Indians, and then they go to Houston for three. So that's
wow.
They could go 1-5 in those.
It's a daunting stretch.
Yeah, but then they get relieved a little bit. They have a four set in Chicago with the White Sox, and they round out the year against the division rival Mariners, who are also
in the hunt.
They're also in the hunt. It could be an interesting series if Seattle still hangs in there. Seattle is 4.5 games back, so they're 2.5 back of Los Angeles in that wild card race. And the Twins go to New York for a three-game set against the Yankees right now. So that could potentially be a really a playoff-shaping series right there in New York. That starts tonight at 6 o'clock. Say the Twins take 2 out of 3, then I believe that would make them... They'd be 2 games back.
Right.
Of the first wild card spot, in which case, that's... You're starting to talk about possibly shuffling up those two wildcard teams with the Yankees dropping down to second, or maybe even, let's look at the division standings here, because I know Boston and New York are jostling for that division lead. So New York is 3 games back of Boston for the division win. So you could knock them down a little bit if the Twins take 2 out of 3 there.
Right. Yeah, looking at this, I think in the AL, I think it will be the Yankees and the Twins.
Yep.
I think maybe the Angels could make a surge, but with that tough stretch, they'd have to really have a good week. In the NL, I think Arizona's in. They're five games up. And then between Colorado and Milwaukee, I'm not really sure. Because I think Colorado is, I mean, I think they're the better team, but it just seems like this Brewers team could get on a hot stretch. They seem like the kind of team, kind of like the 2014 Royals, to just get on a really hot tear at the end of the season, sneak into the playoffs, and make some noise.
It's possible. The Twins will also be aided by seven games against the Detroit Tigers in the last stretch of the year.
Jeez.
Impeded by a three-game set in Cleveland with the Indians.
Yeah, that'll be tough. That'll be a good one. That'll be a good series.
That'll be a good series. Cleveland pitching is just, excuse my squeak, Cleveland pitching is remarkable. I was talking to the Shep just during that massive streak that they had. You just couldn't see them losing a game with the set of pitchers that they have. I know I would say that, okay, Kluber's pitching tomorrow, so they're not going to win. And then they had followed that up by Trevor Bauer, Carlos Carrasco, and Mike Clevenger. That's an insane rotation of four or five guys that could take you deep into October, because that's a playoff caliber pitching staff. And I don't know that we've seen the likes of this pitching staff since maybe the 2009 Phillies.
Yeah, honestly, like they got some, they're talented one through five, and I mean, honestly, you won't even use five in the postseason.
Right.
So I think once the Indians do get there, right now they're my World Series pick because of that rotation.
I think everyone, I shouldn't generalize too much, but I think it'd be really great to see the Indians play the Dodgers in the World Series.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun one. That'd be a really hard fought World Series, I believe.
Yeah.
Just because of the pitching staff you'd have. Clayton Kershaw versus Corey Kluber the first game. Could you imagine that?
Yeah. Jeez, those games would all be like 2-1.
And then 0-0 through 8 probably.
Yeah. Yeah, that would come down to some late inning heroics. That'd be pretty sweet.
And then, so let me paint you a mental picture. So, Clayton Kershaw, Corey Kluber.
Right.
Both go 8. First game of the series, okay. These guys both have 115 pitches. Yank them. Who do the Dodgers send out? Kenley Jansen. Who do the Indians send out? Andrew Miller. How amazing would that be?
Very. Can you imagine a game 7 between those teams? Because with those first starters going and everything on the line, if it came down, and two great managers too.
Right. I'm a Twins fan, and I'd want to see this happen.
Oh, yeah.
I would be rooting so hard for that to be set up. Oh.
Yeah, I was telling you before the show, as a fan, I don't like the Indians, but, like, you have to admire this team. I like Terry Francona. I like Lindor a lot as a player. I think that, I don't know, man. I just don't see anybody topping them this year, in the AL at least.
Sure.
National League, a lot of talent, a lot of good teams, but American League, I see the Indians getting through pretty easily.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what kind of competition they'll have. I mean, Boston, the Indians' offense is a lot better, far superior than Boston's.
Houston's a good team.
So, yep, Houston's a good team, but Cleveland will have the first seed most likely.
Mm-hmm.
So
they'd
take on the winner of the Yankees versus the Twins at this point in a five-game division series. Who do you think wins that? We'll play make-believe a little bit here. Who do you think takes that series?
I think the Indians win it in three.
Okay.
I think the Indians are going to get right by them in the
Who wins the wild card first?
Between Twins and Yankees?
Between Twins and Yankees. So I believe the Yankees would send out Luis Severino, and then the Twins would send out Ervin Santana.
I just got to give it to the Yankees, man.
You think the Yankees?
They just, I don't know. They got that offense.
They have the offense, and it's all about limiting Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
And I think that's...
not been too hard as of late.
He's turning around a little bit, but honestly, the lineup doesn't scare me that much. The Yankees lineup doesn't scare me too much. It's just the pitching is, I mean, even Aroldis Chapman has been human this year.
Yeah.
And Dylan Betances has been giving up home runs as well, so these are both two very human teams, and it'd almost be a toss-up for me.
Yeah, I'm a big Todd Frazier guy, so okay. I could see him going on one of those stretches he goes on.
You like 220 hitters? Big fan of 220 hitters?
Hey, no. This Yankees team, they got power. They got all the right pieces. I don't know if they have what it takes really to win it all, but I think wild card they can get by, especially if they send out Severino game one. Which I'm sure they would.
So you have Cleveland in that game. And then, so that would set up a series against So it'd be Houston and Boston who takes that series.
Man, I got to say Houston, but I think it might go to five games. I could see it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll mark me down for Houston in four.
Yeah.
So we both say Houston on that one, mm-hmm. right? So Houston versus Cleveland in the American League Championship Series. Who you got?
Give me Cleveland. But I think that Cleveland, Houston, in all honesty, might be the de facto World Series, I think. Because I'd think that while the Nats, if they got back Harper, and the Dodgers, and even Diamondbacks and Cubs are all some good teams that have the power to go off in the playoffs, I just don't see how you get past, A, that Cleveland rotation, or B, just that Houston team.
Sure.
Because that Houston team, man, they have chemistry.
I'd say Cleveland in six
mm-hmm.
in that series.
I think it will be a great series. I could see it going six, maybe even seven.
All right, so we pretty much have a consensus as far as how the American League playoffs are going to shake out there.
Mm-hmm.
So in the American League, we have Cleveland. So let's go over to the National League.
Right.
And we'll kind of play this out here in our brains. So right now you have the Dodgers holding down the first seed.
Yeah.
If they can, in fact, clinch a division title, which they more than likely will,
mm-hmm.
which will set them up with, let's see, the winner of either Arizona or Colorado.
I think I said earlier, I don't know if Colorado will sneak in, but I think regardless, Arizona's going to win the wild card game. And I think they'll meet up with the Dodgers. And while I think that they'll test them, I think the Dodgers will get passed.
Yeah, and I think that wild card featuring Arizona and Colorado will be solely decided by the fact that who are the Rockies going to send to the mound? Some guy that does not have too much experience, while the Arizona Diamondbacks are going to send out Zach Greinke.
They still got Ubaldo Jimenez?
No. They do not have Cy Young Ubaldo Jimenez. He's with someone else. He's with Baltimore,
even?
I believe.
Yeah,
he's still with Baltimore. So yeah. I'm going to take the Diamondbacks in the wild card. And this is kind of cool because the first round of the National League playoffs will inevitably be between two NL West teams. I like the NL West. I think it's the most interesting division in baseball, mm-hmm. especially with the emergence of Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
But like you said, I think the Dodgers would probably take that in five just because of... I mean, Arizona's got sneaky good pitching, though, because Robbie Ray's come on, mm-hmm. been really solid, and their rotation in general has just been impressive. But I would have to take the Dodgers in five. And so let's look on the other half. You would have the Nationals against, as of now, the Cubs, but Milwaukee's only four games back of that division title. So in this case, let's just say that the Cubs do win the division, and then the Nationals come into town. No, they wouldn't. They'd be in Washington to start at least the series. I'd say Washington sweeps Cubs.
Really? I think the Cubs take it.
No way.
I don't know how many games, but I think the Cubs are going to get that Cubs magic going again. Joe Maddon, I like the Cubs this year, man. I don't know if they'll win it all or even make it out of the NL, but I think they're going to get past.
I should preface that with if Bryce Harper comes back.
That's true.
I think they sweep. I think that happened in the Nationals versus the Dodgers.
That would be
fantastic again. So even then, I mean, we were talking about the Cleveland Dodgers series, and if those two teams did indeed make it to the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
the pitching matchups that we would see. But even if we did see the Nationals and the Dodgers, that would be fantastic too, because then you'd have Max Scherzer, Strasburg, Gio Gonzalez matching up against, you'd have Clayton Kershaw, Yu Darvish, and number three would be Ryu? Or it'd be Kenta Maeda, or someone else that I'm forgetting right now.
Alex Wood?
I think they'd put Maeda in there.
Yeah.
Or Ryu.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, that's a pretty solid set of pitchers. And if the Dodgers even get down, I think that they probably turn Kershaw around on short rest and pitch mm-hmm. him again in that game five. If it does go to a game five.
Yeah, he could pull a Bumgarner.
Oh.
He could throw three or four games that series.
That'd be amazing. So we can round the show out with talking about who we think is going to win the World Series, because we have a consensus that the Dodgers are going to take the World Series. The Dodgers are going to make it to the World Series?
Yeah, I would say so.
So I guess we didn't really make picks on the NL Championship Series, but what do you think is going to happen
I think the Dodgers will win, but I think...
You had the Cubs in that championship series, though, right? You said the Cubs would go to the NLCS?
Yeah, I had them over the Nats.
Okay.
And so between Cubs and Dodgers, I think the Dodgers would win. But I do think that the Cubs, like I said, I think that they're going to get hot. They're going to get that postseason magic brewing that they had last year. I could see the Cubs making another run, but right now I think I could say that the Dodgers would probably win that 1-5.
All right. So now for one of the greatest World Series in the last few years.
Dodgers-Indians.
Dodgers-Indians. I guess you're kind of biased as far as the recent World Series go.
Yeah.
But what do you think happens?
If it was Dodgers-Indians, I think it'd go 7 games. And I think this time, in 7 games, the Indians would come out on top. I think that rotation is just unstoppable. I think it's the best rotation in baseball.
I'd agree with you.
Especially when you break it down to 3 or 4 man.
Mm-hmm. I think Darvish shakes a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Has he had much postseason experience?
If he has, I think it's very limited because he was injured for the most part of last year. So I'd be surprised if he has any postseason starts, honestly. And if it has, the Rangers haven't done much while he's been in the States. Even I don't think they've gotten past the division round. They haven't. Fairly certain. But in that World Series, it's just so tough.
That would be a great series.
I would also say 7 games, just for how great those two teams are. Mm-hmm.
Darvish has 2 games in his career in the postseason, and he is 0-2 with a 5.40 ERA.
Okay. So shaky.
Yeah.
Shaky to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
Mark me down for Cleveland in 7.
Really?
They'll take it back to the land.
I agree. I would agree with that.
Can't wait to see LeBron at all the... or I guess NBA is starting up right around that time, so he might not even be able to go.
I remember when they were playing the Cubs, they showed him once. I think it was Game 7. He was, freaking out celebrating. And then ended up not coming back.
Huh. Well, that's fantastic. So, Cleveland in 7, is that what you said too?
I would say Cleveland in 7 over the Dodgers.
Wonderful. Well, that was a really good jam-packed show. We covered a lot of NFL, a lot of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And... maybe Shep will be back on Thursday, but don't be surprised if you see/hear Jordan Wolf on the podcast again in the near future. Thank you very much, and we'll see you on Thursday.
See you later.